Hey guys, welcome to the newest episode of Thrifting Minds. This is Mary with a quick update. So on our last episode, we announced our plans to host a live event, something that we were very excited to share with you, but a lot of things have changed since then. So in an effort to help promote the health and safety of our community during the corona outbreak, we have decided to postpone our live recording. But that's not all the news that we have. We're excited that on this episode, we're going to be bringing inspiration to you for repurposing and finding inspiration everywhere. We recorded this before the corona outbreak got as severe as it has now, and we didn't understand that it was going to be as pertinent to share such inspiration now that people will be spending more times at home and looking for things to do and to keep your mind as healthy and as agile as possible. So we hope that this episode helps anyone that's looking for new things to try or just looking for something to do. We know that these are trying times out there, so we are also posting daily resources on our story, and we'd love for you to share anything that you think might be helpful for our community to hear right now. So go and check that out if you get the chance. And also to our doctors, nurses, delivery drivers, grocery store workers, and everyone who is working through this pandemic, you are superheroes. And finally, if there's any way that you can help promote and support local businesses, please do. Whether you're in Austin, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, or New York City, New York, or simply anywhere in between, ask how you can help today and reach out into your community. Thank you so much. And if there's anything that we can do, please reach out to us at ThriftingMindsATX on Instagram. And we hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to our new episode of Thrifting Minds.
Yes, yes.
This episode's a little different. It's a little special. We're shifting things up a little bit.
You know, switching it up.
Mm-hmm. Always got to keep on our toes.
Yes. So this is all about inspiration. So our first mini-sode of the year, we're going to be talking about repurposing.
I'm so excited about this because I feel like there's been so much inspiration everywhere, which is
inspo
all the time. And I really do feel like I get inspiration everywhere. And that's what our mini-sodes are going to be all about. Just little segments about little things that we're like, ooh,
inspired. Like that. I'm inspired.
Exactly, Dom. That should be our little, that should be our intro for our mini-sodes.
Inspired. Yes.
So we're going to talk about repurposing specifically through influencers and specific businesses that we feel like are killing it in the repurposing and refurbishing game.
Yes, yes. I guess I'm going to take it away this time, Mary.
Please do.
So I'm obsessed with this business / organization. They are the Austin Creative Reuse Organization. So their mission is all about fostering, conserving, and reusing through creative, educational, and community building.
Ooh, I like all those things.
So I'm like sold on that. The vision is, you know, to make the community more conscious and consume less, choosing to reuse first when evaluating the needs of personal and project materials. Through the discovery of the reuse of an object, a person will learn to evaluate and use a purchase decision based on a whole life cycle of the object.
What? Oh, I love that.
Drops mic because it's so, that was like three sentences that were just so impactful. What a beautiful way to explain a vision of what they're about.
That's so much of what we're talking about on the podcast all the time is our relationships to things and rethinking how we use those things.
Yes. Their values also state every object has an impact. That alone is so powerful. All materials, items have a social, economic, and environment impact that influence our relationship with stuff. Nothing is free. That is very true. Reuse creates awareness. I feel like reusing always creates awareness. It creates creativity. When you reuse something, rewear something, it's different.
Your brain is reworking it.
You're reworking it. So the Austin Creative, they try to reuse items, spark creativity, awareness, and exploration, fostering inspiration and engaging learning. I'm inspired already, Mary.
I love it.
Community and are powerful. I do believe community is powerful, especially with the reusing lifestyle. I think it's more fun to play together, to collaborate, especially with people that are experts. And yeah. I feel like the Austin Creative Reuse Organization has a lot of open workshops on learning how to bring in your environment and how that can impact what you have already. Lastly, action is advancement. We believe in experimenting with new ideas and talking about the steps on moving forward with an eco-friendly world.
That's so beautiful.
This is awesome. I mean, if you look at their website, austincreativereuse.org, they have awesome videos on how you can remake anything. I mean, they have their community doing it. We have little kids, you know, we have older people, we have grown, we have all types of people wanting to reuse and have a purpose for their old things instead of just trashing it.
And that's what we were talking about, you know, a couple episodes ago. And Dom, you and I are always talking about this, but how fun recycling and reusing things can be, and shift,
oh my God,
changing it up,
oh my God,
making
yes.
it exciting, because that makes yes. it new, and I think it makes it more personal, and that's really what it's talking about.
Yeah,
it's making it so much more deep than just just using something. It's working with it.
Yeah, and also it's like what I feel like why I'm so inspired by them is that they have a purpose, and they're also bringing their purpose to the community, and I think people lose that sight of like what they're doing and how it could help their community.
So powerful.
And so what they're doing is they're telling the community like, hey, you don't have to throw away your things. You could reuse them. We could repurpose them. We can have a different meaning for them. Everything has a life cycle, which is true. Everything does have a life cycle.
Just like we were talking on our last episode about cotton.
Yeah.
Which if you haven't gotten to listen to it,
check it out.
Please go do that if you're interested. But everything really does have an impact, and everything has ripple effects that you just don't even know. You can't even see.
Yeah. I'm actually intrigued about a new workshop that they have coming up at the end of this month.
Ooh, tell me about it.
So they're pretty much saying that they're wanting everybody to bring one clothing item that they would want to get rid of. And they're going to teach us how to repurpose that item.
I love that.
So I don't know what it is, guys. Hopefully I come up with some cool stuff, but I'm thinking about bringing an awesome dress that I've been wanting to donate, but I also been wanting to keep. So this is actually very beneficial to me in my brain to be able to keep it, because I'm going to repurpose it and reuse it.
When is that at?
This is on the 28th.
I think that's so cool. I used to do that in high school. My friends and I would go to Savers or the Goodwill, and we'd find some stuff that we'd be like, ew, ugly. And then we'd be like, but look how pretty this fabric is. What could we change this into that we would wear? And it was so much fun just being able. I feel like that's like sculpture. You know, that's like sculpting right there, because it's like you see the stone, you see the picture within it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Michelangelo or someone said that. And that's what that is with the clothing.
Yeah, it really
is. You see what it could be, and that's so beautiful, and it's so unique, and everyone's going to see something differently and want something else out of it. And that is such an exciting space to be in.
I agree. I think one last thing I want to touch on with the Austin Creative Reuse Organization is that they do take donations, because they also help to build homes within the community with the repurposed things that people donate to them.
That's amazing.
So I would love for anybody and anyone that is willing to donate or willing to just read and get more information about what they really do. I feel like shopping with a cause is something that I'm starting to do more of. So I think that people should also reuse with a cause. So like reuse your things and think about how the life cycle of that and how you can truly impact. So
because somebody's trash is another person's treasure.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Oh, that's a good one. I feel like that one is.
I came up with that.
Yeah,
on the spot.
I feel like that one can relate to a lot of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, guys, please just go over, check out the website, austincreativereuse.org. They are doing an amazing job. They're doing amazing things, and they will see me at the end of this month repurposing something of mine.
I'm literally always looking for new how-to tutorials on how to change things up and how to get better about sewing and stuff. And when I have the time, I'm going to be so good at all those things.
Same.
thank you for sharing that one, Dom. I really liked it. I'm very excited to be checking them out more. Got them on my radar now.
Perfect.
Because I remember I heard about them a couple weeks ago, but then you know me, my brain.
No, life, girl. Yeah, life.
I have the first repurposing influencer I want to talk about is a brand called Reprint and Repurpose.
Ooh.
And I actually got to meet these people. They were at the quilting festival that happened in Austin not too long ago, which I didn't get to go to, but sounded hella cute. So they're so cool. Their purpose is to, let me see. So it's a small business whose goal is to keep the craft of fiber arts flourishing and fun in an environmentally sustainable way. That's directly from their Instagram. And it's so beautiful. They have all these different prints that they use and these really vibrant patterns. They have patterns that have bees on them. They have patterns that have flowers. They have patterns that are red and blue and really just really changing up. Like, it just taking such a plain fabric and making it so beautiful and fun. And I just think that's really exciting just to see, like, you can make a dress, you can make tablecloths, you can make tote bags, you can make rags that you need, you can make gifts for people just by using some very like basic materials and keeping the environment in mind. And I just think that that's a really creative way to think about just changing something up that can be so basic and so boring.
I feel like that is something that would be super fun to do and be more educated about fibers. I feel like fibers to me, it's so in depth because it's deeper than woven.
Mm-hmm.
It's stronger than woven, mm-hmm. but I still want to know more about fiber material and fabrics. So I'm going to touch base on that and follow up with you, Mary, because I feel like I'm really more curious on how that all works.
That's something that I too am a lot more curious of and kicking myself because biology and chemistry are like not my forte at all. So a lot of the things I'm reading, I'm like, I don't even know how to pronounce that, but okay. But it makes me really want to dive back into those things because now I'm like, I have a lot more passion for it. And if you have the passion, then you have the means, then you'll figure it out.
Yeah, you got this.
The next one that I want to talk about, that's kind of all that I have on Reprint and Repurpose, but go follow them. They're really great. And also they're super friendly and they just seem like they have such a great vibe about them. So I just definitely want to get out some more support for them. And then I'm going to go to a big company, and I'm gonna butcher their name, but it's Kesna and Schneider. So it's Kesnia and Schneider, Schneider. And they began their brand in 2011. They are the masterminds behind the brand that constantly are working on hand in hand, creating fashion pieces, combining reworked materials, perfect cut, Eastern European cultural quotes, and spicing up with some innovative digital concepts. So what does that all mean? Well, the reason why I started following them is because one of the things that I love about their brand is that they take fabric swabs that companies just send out to get designers to buy their fabric that just gets thrown out. They collect them and they make really cool pants and jeans jackets out of them, and I love them. They're just like these really beautiful patchwork.
I feel like show me their Instagram.
We repost them on our page a lot because I am obsessed with that vibe so much. I love it. And they do it. They mix like sportsy looks with like dresses and like really cool like 90s vibes, and they're taking things that already are in existence, they're caring about the environment, and they're making looks that are unique. And that's, I think, one thing that they say is that they don't have one shirt, not one article of clothing that looks the same, because each one is made out of different patches. They're going to be slightly different. And I think that's really where we're going with style right now. And you might, you know, I want to hear your thoughts on this, Dom, is that I think when you and I were growing up, it was like being the same. It was about that clueless look where you're both wearing, you're matching
everybody's
your best
wearing
friend in the plaid.
Everyone's wearing Hollister.
Abercrombie and Fitch. But now I see teens and they're all trying to look unique. They're all trying to do their thrifted vibes and find their own vibes. And I think it's changing in the youngins these days, as they say. Nobody says that but me. But I think I think it's really inspiring that we're shifting towards a more unique look of our own aesthetics. And I think there's still a lot of pressure to fit in. And of course, none of that has gone away. But I think that it's brands like these that I think are pushing uniqueness and thoughtfulness at the forefront of their brand. And I think that that is so exciting. And they are expensive, but you know, they're doing a lot of really amazing work. And I think it's so exciting to see something like that thrive across the globe.
Right. And it's showing people that, hey, you don't have to do this. You know, we're doing this, you know, like building their own lane and like driving in it.
And that's something that's it was inspiring for me, where I was like, where's some place that I can get my own batch of cloth and different reused clothes. And I have found places, so you can find places within your own community that will give you stuff for free, people, for free. And I'm very lucky to have a sewing machine that I'm going to figure out how to use someday. And I really want to really start working on and creating my own unique look. But I just was like, oh, that's so cool. Like I used
so simple, so minimal.
Oh my gosh. And I got so much satisfaction out of this when I was a kid, so much satisfaction. And when I was talking about like, just like remaking stuff, I would make such weird clothes when I was a kid. And yeah, it was so much fun.
At that time.
I had the time and I'm, you know, but you got to prioritize that stuff. So that's definitely on the forefront
yes,
for me.
Girl.
And then I want to tie it back to someone local, and they are the Sidekick Outlaw, and they're based out of Denver and Austin, Texas, and they're very much into like quilting patchwork vibes again. So we're kind of keeping with that same theme from the previous brand, but go check them out. It's PSYCHIC.outlaw on Instagram. And they are all about homemade clothing and recycling clothes. And they make such unique, beautiful jackets and dresses and all different kinds of really cool things. And I just think it's exciting to see like all the patterns and the vibrant colors that you can mix and all the inspiration that you can find from these influencers might inspire you and take you on a journey of revamping your own style in your own way and also making a hobby out of it. And then maybe you can go and check out what you were talking about, Dom, which is the Repurpose Austin.
Yes.
And learn how, like, you might be like, I want to do this, but I don't know where to start. But Dom is here clutch, giving you exactly where to start, you guys.
Yes.
If you're in Austin. And also, if you're not, you can just use their website and follow their videos.
Exactly. Yeah, information is free, guys. Information is free.
And you got one more for us.
Yes. So my influencer, she's based from New York, and her brand is called Repurposeful Clothes. So just Repurpose Fully and then the word clothe. She has thrifted gems, handmade, one of a kind embroidered pieces. So she pretty much thrifts these amazing garments. I mean, notepads that has a thicker fabric on it. She embroiders it, all her shirts, all of her bags, her jackets. She just does very great detail minimalism work. Ooh. I feel like I am attracted to minimalism and just keeping it different, but in a simple way. She does that for me. She does that for her business. She adds a little bit of flair with floral. She has certain states, if you're into that. She literally just, I mean, it could be where the pocket at on the jacket or pocket on the shirt or your sleeve on your shirt. She embroiders everything. I mean, she does a great job. She doesn't have tons of followers. She's very low key, which I think is also really cool, which makes her work even more in a demand, because she only has like one item pieces, and I think all of them are sold out right now, which is crazy, because I've been wanting to get this like Western button down shirt that she embroidered at the collar, and it's already sold out.
I love embroidered.
Sorry to interrupt. No. And she even has, it's affordable. I mean, $15 for an embroidered shirt that she thrifted. Ooh. And made. Like, come on. You're not going to find that. You're not going to find somebody that actually put into work, on top of thrifting it for you. So little things like that pushes my inspiration. It makes me want to think outside of just thrifting. It makes me want to think of how else can I make this more personable than just curating a collection. So I feel like that's the inspiration I get from her. I follow her personal Instagram as well, which is Pearly. And she's from New York, and I'm just all about her vibe, and I think that everybody should just definitely check her out. Her Instagram will be in our description box. Like I said, she doesn't have tons of inventory, but when she brings out things, it's fire.
I'm so excited to go and check that out because I'm always looking for more embroidery inspiration, which is another thing I have all the stuff for and try when I can.
It looks a lot easier than it is.
It looks so much. It looks much easier
on the time lapse. I'm like, oh, this is so easy. And then I actually do it and I'm like poking my fingers out because I'm
bleeding. My eyes hurt.
Do I do it this way? Do I do it that way? But yes.
So support people and their passions.
Support people that are repurposing things.
Yeah.
Think about that though. Cause you know, people that are repurposing things, those people matter because they are thinking about the life cycle, and that's what we should all think about.
And they're putting so much of, you know, their research, their own worries, and they're putting it towards a positive endeavor. And that's such a beautiful thing. So, you know, something that I got to remind myself of is like, do I want to support just like something that's easy, something that's probably got a lot of bad baggage with it, with however it was made, whatever dirty stuff that went through with it, both socially, economically, environmentally, or do I want to support, you know, something like that where I'm like, oh, I bought this and I know that this was made with love and passion.
Yes.
And
fair.
And
made fairly.
Made fair.
Made fairly. That's, I mean,
you took it away, Dom.
You know, yeah. That's my biggest thing is being fair to the environment, being fair to the people, being fair to yourself. You would not want to wear something that will kill you. So why would you do that? You know, why would you want someone that makes something that could kill them? You know, they're making these crop tops for you guys in toxic environments for you to go and be hot girl summer, which is cool. But like, you know what I mean? The life cycle of that is what I stress to people. Just think about what you're buying and see how long it will last you. And if you feel like you want to give it away, you know, give it to someone that will love it or reuse it, repurpose it. You know?
Absolutely. Well, this has been our mini-sode.
Yeah, yeah. Mini.
Send us your inspo because you know we're looking for inspo everywhere.
Yes. Send us some repurposed DIY things, guys. I'm all about that. Follow us on Instagram, Thrifting Minds Podcast. And don't forget to rate us on our podcast. Anywhere you guys are listening, rate us, leave us a comment. And yeah. See you next time.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Thrifting Minds. Our podcast is produced and edited by DJ Lucas. Our theme song is by Stefan Osei. And we cannot wait to bring you more inspo for thrifting and fashion on the next episode. Stay tuned.